93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Mondays and Fridays, we get with two distinguished gentlemen that just set us straight. Brother Johnny is in Houston. Morning, Johnny.
DJ.
It's Mike Ditka, icon, all-around great guy from Chicago. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good today. Good.
Fast and furious. Johnny, your take on the whole mess. Is it Nixonian?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you, it looks like it could be a fast and furious end to Obama's presidency. He's just got himself in a bind. I think he was just lying. You get used to lying, and you just don't pay any attention to what you're saying, and then here he is on record. It had nothing to do with it, and obviously he did, and the only way he can keep from showing that he had something to do with it when he had said he didn't was not to deliver some proof of it, and that now he had to exercise some privilege that really doesn't apply to Attorney General Holder if Obama had nothing to do with it. So he's just got himself cornered, Mike. Yeah. I think he's in big trouble.
It should be lies and more lies is what it should be called, and basically that's what it is. And, you know, sometimes when you get your hand caught in the cookie jar, you got to admit you're taking a cookie. And, I think that this could have been a non-issue if it would have been handled properly. But then when you said it, John, when you think you can fabricate and lie and spin things, and then people aren't going to buy into it. So it's a shame. It really is. The shame is these are people that we entrust our country, running our country to, who are less than honest.
Jay Carney at the White House yesterday, Jay Carney said, listen, we've given them everything. And it's George Bush's whole thing anyway, so.
It's the most amazing thing in the world that they're going to keep going back. I mean, they might as well go back and blame Abe Lincoln for something. I mean, there must be something on the books that they don't like that Abe did. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me that when you have the audacity not to even admit your own mistakes. I mean, you say, okay, I took this thing and I was going to talk about change and change from what to what. Well, I changed, all right. I changed for the worst. But nobody wants to talk about that. Well, we were handed this card. We were handed a bad card for the by the Bush administration. That's a bunch of crap. When you know what you're getting into, when you sign on for this duty, it's the toughest job in the world. When you sign on for this responsibility and this duty, you know what you're getting. You got to step in there, and you got to easily step in there with a guy who has leadership and confidence and understands the problems and finds ways to get people to work together to solve them. Right now, there's nothing between, nothing in Congress or the House between people. Everybody's fighting everybody. There's no way you're ever going to get anything done.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's just a bad example of leadership when you just turn to why you can't do something, whether it's blaming the last guy or not. What are you going to do going forward is the question. I don't care how we got
nothing. They're going to keep blaming, John. That's the whole
and
thing.
And that's
it's
not
going to
solve
game.
Anything. That's not going to help us.
Yeah.
That won't help a thing. And
the only thing that would help us is a new administration in there, really.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that there's a limit to how far you can push that kind of political card. Well, you know, they all say things. I think he's over the line this time, and I think he's in serious trouble on this election because there's not going to be any, impeachment or throw him out. I think he's just not going to get reelected.
Well, I think you got to be careful because the liberal media doesn't even touch this. Mm-hmm. And, you're talking about that. I mean, this guy is still walking on water, and that's just the way it is now. They don't really discuss these things, and they don't put these things out. So if you're getting this news from CNBC or somebody like that, you're going to get a whole different twist than you are going to get from Fox.
And just imagine if it was George Bush's attorney general getting found in contempt. Can you imagine how many headlines and leads this would? It'd be everywhere. It'd be just everywhere.
Well, the thing again,
it's true. What you say is right, Steve. It's a little bit pathetic, but then that's America. I mean, everybody has their choices.
Well, Mike's right, though, Steve. I think that if they just said, well, we were talking about this and the intent, which is a very stupid plan, but nobody wanted anyone to get killed. They were trying to actually prevent violence, although you can certainly question this whole strategy.
Yeah.
But if they would have told people what they were doing, it really was a non-event other than criticism for a plan that didn't work.
Right. John, in life we all make mistakes and we all have bad plans. And I did it as a coach, and things didn't work. And you got to admit to it. Hey, it's my fault. I can't blame somebody else for what I did. I made a bad decision. We all make bad decisions. That's part of life. How do you overcome them? You don't cover up one mistake with another mistake, and then keep it until you get yourself behind the eight ball where you can't get out.
But and the other thing that's interesting and it's a little bit disturbing, Steve, is, you know, they were sharing the interview of him talking about, well, we'll find out. I had nothing to do with it. And I believed every word of it. The guy just looks like he's telling the truth, and he's just absolutely lying through his teeth. So it's hard
well,
to imagine
it could be that, John. It could be this, that he really does. You know, the truth to him may be distorted. So, you know, I mean, he may think he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And to be that self-confident and cocky and sure about it, I mean, it seems like he's pretty confident that he is. So, I mean, he's got a great persona, let's face it.
Amazing.
Well, of course, Mike, you know, that's one of the cardinal rules of politics. Never start believing your own BS. Bill Clinton never made that mistake.
It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. All right, Supreme Court probably comes down with whether a mandate to buy health insurance in America is constitutional. Probably happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mike, what do you think will happen with this?
I really don't know. I mean, I can't tell about this this court. I can't tell what they're going to do. I really don't know. Somebody said they're probably going to strike down one part of it and probably leave some of it intact. But I don't know how they would know that.
No,
I really
right.
don't know that.
Right.
Well, and I tell you, it is hard to say. All the references seem to indicate they're leaning against allowing it to go forward, but it comes down to Anthony Kennedy, and who knows?
Hmm.
He could change his mind.
It's going to be 5-4 in either direction, probably. Then.
Yes, I think that's probably right.
But I mean, that's another thing that is, and I'm sorry, it's amazing to me, maybe not you guys, why would it be 5-4? I mean, why would it be split that much? I mean, don't you think that all of them would want to do the thing that's right for the country? I don't know. If Obamacare is right, do it. If it's not right, don't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
It could
it's
be 9-0 either way.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It seems to be politically split.
Well, of course it is political.
I mean,
yeah.
even at the Supreme Court level, they're supposed to be above politics, I thought.
Mm. Well, they aren't.
They are supposed to be, but they aren't.
Yeah, well, that's why they're not up for re-election. So that once they get it, they got it. They're supposed to be above all.
They're in, they're in it all right, and that's a shame. It really is.
All right, MSNBC Politico. I understand who they are. They said Romney only comfortable around white folks. Are we starting the race thing because that's coming?
Well,
absolutely. I mean, they're going
to
do that. MSNBC, and CNBC. These are garbage cans. I mean, they really are. I mean, these are the people, these are the liberal left media that really, they distort everything. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, if you want to pull out the sex card, you want to pull out the race card, you pull them out. People are going to do that. It doesn't matter. Let's face it. So I think that hopefully the race can be above that, but I don't know if it will be.
Yeah, and I think that's just mean, and I don't see any. I think that's just a terrible thing to say. I mean, that's what we've been trying to stop, and we're not doing it, Stevie.
All right, two sports. LeBron James, the Miami Heat. I was watching. It was a pretty good game, and then something happened late in the third quarter, and they were up 24. They blew them out at the end, Johnny.
You know, they were playing together. That's a good basketball team, and I thought they were playing. Looked, Mike, like they were really playing more as a team instead of individual stars than they have, and they were starting to do a little bit of that this year. And when Bosch came back, they started looking like a team that might have a few championships in them.
Well, John, no matter how many great players you have to play as a great team, and they played as a great team. I mean, they did the things they had to do as a team. They supported their coaching staff. They went out. They played hard. They deserve to win it, you know. Oklahoma City will be back. I mean, Oklahoma's they're a pretty good team. I really enjoyed watching them. They seem to have some good players. But, hey, you know, when you're talking about LeBron James, I mean, well, he's done something, the triple-double, whatever it is, and the three MVPs, come on. You know, this hasn't really happened. I mean, maybe one other time in the history of the league. So this guy is pretty special. And then the surrounding cast, too, like you say, and I think a good coach, too.
Well, I'll tell you, I thought he was taking a lot of heat, no pun intended, and you know, he's only, what is he,
27.
He's 27 or 8, right. And he, you know, making that move, he got a bunch of crap, and I thought they were overdoing it on him, and he's a good basketball player, but I think they looked like a better team last night, but that Oklahoma City group's going to be good. So
yeah, Oklahoma made the big thing when they lost the second game at home. You know, they had to try to get the series back there, but you know, it didn't happen out. They lost out, but had a great year, and nobody can take it away from the Miami Heat. That was pretty special. They're going to go down as one of the great franchises if they keep this stuff up in the history of the game.
And Stevie,
yep.
I'll tell you what. Look out for those New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah?
Well, we got the number one pick in the lottery.
You traded away.
No, we'll get Davis.
Yeah, Davis from Kentucky. Yeah, he's clearly the number one guy. All right, to the NCAA football playoffs. They want to do a national semifinal. Four teams instead of two now, Johnny. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's...
There's always going to be somebody left out.
I mean, how many games is that going to be?
Well, it'd just be two. We're gonna make kind of a final four out of it, but there's always going to be the fifth team that's going to feel slighted. You're always going to have slighted teams, aren't you?
Well, and you're also going to have like 15 games. You've got conference playoffs going on now.
Well, they're just going to do what they're going to do is going to be built into the bowl structure, and they're going to say these two bowl games are your national semifinals. Then those two winners will meet for the final.
Yeah, I don't know.
Determination of who those people to play in the first two bowl games is still the media.
Yeah,
it's still ratings. I don't know that there's ever a perfect way to do it. I really don't. And I don't know. But I think that way might be a little better way. I mean, I think you're going to get more teams involved, create more. Plus, guys, let's face it, you're going to make a whole lot of money for the NCAA and for the colleges to participate in these games.
Well, I think that if you really step back, that what they've got now is one of the best things they could have going on, which is three people arguing that they're number one. That's what you call involvement. I just leave it like it is.
All right, we go to a bus. Karen Klein, a bus monitor for middle schoolers. Listen to this.
It's harassing and bullying a 68-year-old school bus monitor and bringing her to tears.
Karen, you're fat.
Karen, you're fat. Dude, you're so fat. You take up the whole entire seat. They're pounding on a 68-year-old. Look at how you are sweating. They're swearing at this woman. It got on YouTube. It went viral. It's disgusting behavior by a bunch of middle school brats, Mike. It just makes you sick.
Well, what happened to those kids when they grew up? Their parents didn't take the switch to their butts, and then that's probably what happened. And so they're out of control, and it's a shame to see something like that happen. We were always taught, and you guys, I know especially, were taught as kids, you respect your older people regardless. And you may not agree with them, but you respect them, and that's just the way we were. So even if we thought we were right, my dad made sure, he said, they're right until I tell you otherwise. You know,
well,
that's
and
the
I
way
think
it was.
It's symptomatic of where we are. That's a lack of
society.
It's a lack of respect. It's bad behavior. And what do you think is going to happen in 15 years with those same people?
Mm.
They're going to have no discipline. They're going to have no respect.
No, they're going to be in jail.
And they could be in jail.
They're going to be in jail.
But that's what's happening across our country in terms of our values. That's when we start talking about values.
Yeah.
It's to have some respect for people and to act in a civilized manner. And we just keep redefining civilization as a lower and lower form of getting along. And I think that's a good example of it, Stephen.
Even this incident, where did you see this on any other networks? You see it on all the networks?
I saw it on Fox. Fox is right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't that be covered on CBS, NBC?
Well, of course it wouldn't be covered on that.
Why?
This to me is outrageous. I mean, they're probably going to defend these poor little kids who are so oppressed. I mean, or they grew up in, I mean, I don't know. How can you do that to somebody, regardless? If you know them, you don't know them. She's a monitor on the bus. I mean, it's her prerogative to sit in a seat. So she's overweight. That's her choice. I mean, my God, don't they understand America at all?
When we were that age, we would start out with stuff like that from time to time, nothing to that level. We'd get in trouble. And people talk to us about how you can't do that and how mean that is. And how'd you like someone doing that to you?
Yeah,
but nobody's
right.
telling anybody anything.
Well, so that's what's amazing.
It doesn't work.
There's just no conscience or there's no understanding.
Shame.
I don't know what it is. There's no conscience. There's no understanding. I'm not sure.
It's pathetic is what it is. I can tell you what it is. It's pathetic. But, somebody will defend that. And then maybe MSNBC with all their liberals will defend that. All these kids, they led a hard life. Well, really, thank you.
Now, all right, and by the way, because it went viral, because 1.5 million people have now seen this video, somebody started a fundraiser for the 68-year-old grandmother and mother of eight. You know they've raised $400,000 for her?
No way.
Yeah.
Well, get her off that bus and put her in a home somewhere and let her live her life out.
$400,000. Yeah, and she said
I'd be glad to donate to it, too, please.
she said, listen, I told him, I said, don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say. And, of course, and effing this and blanking this and right back at her. And she says, I just wanted to hit him, but I just tried to ignore him. I mean, she's a good woman. She's good. Anyway, it's a head shaker. But I guess, again, somewhere along the line, we've slipped so much that behavior would even happen.
Well, we really haven't. And I wonder what the parents of that kid think. I mean, I really wonder what they think.
Well, you can't even go there because if you do, you're going to be picking on the kid and they'll defend the kid, as you said, Mike. I mean, it's hard to even come because they'll say something like, well, how dare you? My child was fine on the bus and it wasn't him doing it anyway and that woman is fat. I mean, I don't know what they'll say. It's crazy.
Well, there's no way to defend it, but you're right. They probably will find a way.
Interesting times. All right, in the final remaining moments here, again, with the election looming, with the conventions looming, Johnny, we're finding some Democrats are saying they're not even going to the Democratic National Convention, but yet in the polling, it's still very close. Rasmussen is the poll I think I trust the most. That has Romney 47-43. Through the years and through the elections, Rasmussen seems to be the most accurate. But again, it's going to be a close election, I would think.
I don't know anymore. We'll see. Long way to go. I mean, there's in politics, 1 month can be a career. So if it looks really bad for the president right now, don't forget at this point in time, the Democrats usually got a double-digit lead. And they're generally pull a little bit ahead of where they really are.
Well, I'm only going to say one thing. I don't know who's going to win. I don't know if anybody can beat Obama or not. But I'm just saying that he had a Tootsie Roll. He had a layup. You understand what I said? A layup, a Tootsie Roll. Being in office, this should have been a layup to get a second term. There should have been no way that anybody would have beat him for a second term, except when you look at the policies that were sent forth by this administration, they're ridiculous. They really are. And yet you go back and, well, we're going to blame it on the former administration. Well, you have not taken one step forward. You spend more, unemployment is higher. I mean, everything that you said you were going to change, you did. You made it worse.
And also, we're going to be more transparent, change policy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're going to, transparency.
No lobbyists.
Sure.
No lobbyists.
Now you've got the Fast and Furious and everybody lying.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It Mike makes a good point, Steve. Barack Obama should have been nearly impossible to beat.
It was a layup.
Yeah, I think.
Come on, guys. It was a layup. It was a Tootsie Roll. I mean, it should have never, there should have been no, I mean, you're talking about in the history of our country, come on, it's hard to find a way to screw that up.
Well, I'm laughing because I've always had a little trouble with layups, but
we will lower the basket for you.
Oh, man. Anyway, we'll leave it there and catch up on Monday and reconvene. And again, next week, Supreme Court's going to say something about the health care. That's a big one. It really is.
Yeah, I'm very
hopefully,
interested.
Bader Ginsburg is awake when they do it. So.
We'll see if they come.
Without it.
I'm curious as to the result of that, Mike, because
some of those people look like the living dead. I'm sorry.
Hard to know.
Hey, guys, I appreciate both of you.
All right, guys, take care.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
And Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. All right, I didn't get it done.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
There were some good ones, though. The cookie jar.
Yeah. Sometimes when you get your hand caught in the cookie jar, you got to admit you had a cookie.
That's right.
Oh, that's why we love the candid nature of Mike Ditka. Brother Johnny, back on Monday. And again, if Mike says stop it in any of our interviews, he was pretty calm today.
Yes, he was.
He just had a real good demeanor going.
Yes, he did.
And so good for him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anything about it, so I couldn't even bait him.
It's all good.
It just happens. That's the beauty of stop it.
Exactly.
It just happened. He said it every other phrase. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be as impactful.
Save you some money, Steve.
All right, there you go. We'll try again on Monday. If Mike says stop it during our interviews, first caller 359-2255 will win 50 bucks. We'll try again Monday. 5 till 8, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar in 10 minutes.